Nevada spends about a third of its general fund on public health programs like Medicaid and mental health services. But in order to address a massive budget shortfall created by the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, lawmakers must cut around $233 million from public health services. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck looks into how this will impact Medicaid recipients and frontline workers.
Jennifer Cantley of Indian Hills is a mom of three young boys. She's active in her community and coaches her sons in soccer, which can be difficult considering all four of them have asthma. She says before her family was enrolled in Medicaid, she would shell out hundreds of dollars a month just for the inhalers.
I want to say they were close to $200 each because my insurance didn't really cover them. So I would just buy one inhaler and kind of have it for all of us. I know mother needs to go through that. And I know more than just myself has had to make a choice like that. Do I pay the electricity bill or do I pay for my medicine?
Cantley is just one of the roughly 688,000 Nevadans who use Medicaid, the state's public health coverage for low-income Nevadans. The Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy is housed under the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services. Like every state agency, the department as a whole must reduce its $1.4 billion budget by 14%, as required by Governor Steve Sisolak. That means the Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy is facing roughly $140 million in cuts. The proposed reductions includes cuts to several Medicaid services for adults, like capping physical therapy sessions, hospice services, and dental care. The division may also have to completely eliminate optional services for Medicaid recipients, including optometry services, prosthetic services, private nursing, occupational therapy, chiropractic services, and behavioral case management. Those services are considered optional because the federal government does not require the state to provide them. But Department of Health and Human Services Director Richard Whitley says many Nevadans rely on these services.
It may be a cornerstone of service for that individual who has a need. And a result of that service not being available, they may in fact require a higher level of need, or there may be an emergency room visit.
Like many other Nevadans, Cantley, the soccer mom who we heard from earlier, relies heavily on some of these services. Diagnosed with hydrocephalus, which causes fluid on the brain, she's undergone 5 MRIs just this year. Recently, her doctor told her she needed physical therapy and optometry services as part of her recovery. So far, Medicaid has covered those expenses, but Cantley says if they're cut, she's not sure what she'll do.
I feel like I can actually somewhat move and be somewhat human right now. But if I start losing these things that are helping me feel that way, it just scares me. Because then what kind of mother am I?
And that's a concern for healthcare providers. About 36% of low-income adults have delayed treatment for serious conditions in the United States, according to a Gallup poll from last December. Cameron Duncan is with the Nevada Advanced Practice Nurses Association. He says delaying care can lead to increased emergency room visits down the road.
The likelihood of them needing more services in 3 months is going to be a lot higher, costing the state more money. This approach to helping save the budget and kind of recover from the coronavirus, I understand its importance, but doing it by cutting healthcare isn't the best way, especially in a pandemic when people need to access healthcare services.
It's not just individuals and families that'll be affected. The cuts will also impact healthcare providers, mostly in the form of a 6% reduction to Medicaid reimbursements. In other words, the state will start reimbursing healthcare providers who treat Medicaid patients at a lower rate next month. Duncan also runs his own clinic, Duncan Family Healthcare in Reno. He says if his office gets paid less for the same services, he'll have less money to pay staff and may have to let someone go.
So it's going to make a cut to the number of people that I can see in a day in the office, not only with Medicaid insurance, but now my office wouldn't be able to maintain the current workflows because it would be down one less person.
Along with cuts to Medicaid, the governor's proposal also includes eliminating nearly $20 million from the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, which oversees mental health services in the state. To make matters worse, cuts may limit the amount of money the state pulls in from the federal government, further compounding the impact on a state that already spends less on public health than almost any other. For lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, the reductions are disheartening, but with a budget hole roughly a quarter of the state's annual budget, there are only so many places lawmakers can look to make adjustments. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro says the cuts to public health are devastating.
I don't know how you make those kinds of cuts and don't have your heart just break for families who rely on those.
Currently, it's unclear to what extent lawmakers will vote to reduce the state's Health and Human Services budget, but whatever their decision, it'll likely have a disproportionate effect on some of the state's most vulnerable residents. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Carson City.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project, and this story was produced in partnership with This Is Reno.